Yeah, you can start that. This is KGNU, Boulder, Denver, and Fort Collins.
Thank you.
Hey, this is Ariel from Winter Wondergrass. We're glad to be a part of KGNU's Fall Fun Drive. Everyone who makes a contribution to KGNU from now until October 20th will be entered into a drawing to win a pair of three-day passes to the 2020 Winter Wondergrass Festival in Steamboat Springs, plus one pair of tickets to a Grass After Dark show of your choice. That's February 21st through 23rd, 2020, with headliners Green Sky Bluegrass, Billy Strings, Margo Price, and many more. Visit winterwondergrass.com for more info.
Including skiing and lodging. Monthly solar members automatically entered. No purchase necessary. Go to kgnu.org for details.
Thank you.
All right. Welcome to Dixie Marmalade / Ragtime America. It is 8:07. You're listening to KGNU, Boulder, Denver, Fort Collins, around the world at KGNU.org. My name is Joanne. I'm thrilled to have as my guest Mr. Scott Kirby. Welcome back to KGNU, Scott.
Thanks, Joanne.
It's like a dream of mine to have you here playing music that you love. And so that's what we're doing this evening. We started off with Jelly Roll Morton doing Crave. What can you tell us about that cut, Scott?
Oh, The Crave is one of Jelly Roll's Latin-influenced pieces.
The Spanish Tinge, as
they say. Yeah, this is a piano solo that I've loved this version for a long time. He's done several versions of this, but it really illustrates what was special about Jelly Roll and a lot of what happened in the subtleties of his eccentric style, the pauses that he puts in, and, of course, that Jelly Roll Latin jazz flavor.
Hmm. And then after that, we heard you and Mr. Frank French doing Belle of Louisville, which I played the wrong cut, but it was a good one nonetheless, from 1996 at the Ragtime Festival right here in Boulder, Colorado at the Unity Church, put on by yourself and our very dear friend and our mentor here at Ragtime America, Jack Rommel, who has the once a month Jack takes time off for his passion of trains, and we let him do that, of course, and he lets us explore the world of ragtime and piano outside of the not the constraints certainly, but the parameters of classic ragtime. So, Scott, can tell us a little bit about yourself and how you've come back to Boulder.
Well, I lived in New Orleans when I first discovered Boulder, actually, so. In the 90s, I started coming here from New Orleans for the Ragtime Festival. Actually, the way back in 92, the Rocky Mountain Ragtime Festival. Fell in love with Boulder. Moved from New Orleans to Idaho, and I lived in France for a year. Finally, I moved to Boulder from Idaho 6 years ago.
Wow, and you've been here this whole time.
Right.
And I've only seen you twice.
I travel a lot.
Yeah. So how long had you been playing piano? Did you start?
I started playing piano half a century ago. How's that sound?
All right. Were you trained classically, or let's put it another way to you. How did the love of ragtime and the diverse things that you do in piano come to you?
Yeah, I did have a classical upbringing, but I discovered ragtime at the age of 9, and I was lucky to have a teacher that allowed me to explore it.
Mm.
Then when I moved to New Orleans, became a street performer, and I played a lot of ragtime, played some jazz, some blues, and other things.
Wonderful. So please give us the introduction. We're going to play Tom McDermott next, another great contemporary New Orleans pianist. You know, when I do this show, when I'm not delving into the Sidney Bechet and the Kid Ory and the things that I love about traditional jazz, I like to play contemporary primarily New Orleans piano players because they're so great. So, like Tom McDermott, what can you tell us about this song called
The Big Man?
Big Man. Thank you.
Yeah, this is one of Tom's really dark habanera tangos. Tom's music, he's the most, I think, one of the most interesting composers from New Orleans today. And his music is always distinctive. This particular piece is on the darker end of the spectrum. It's dedicated to David Thomas Roberts, who we're going to talk about in a minute.
And we're going to play some of his stuff as well.
Yeah, we're going to hear David's music. And Tom's the Big Man, his nickname for David and other people's as well, explores, again, this Latin American influence in ragtime and jazz and syncopated styles.
Oh, wonderful. All right, this is Tom McDermott doing The Big Man. I want to remind you, this is a membership drive, and we have Scott in here for special occasion to encourage you to make your contribution to keep this type of music alive, to keep this type of free form where people like myself and Scott can come and do radio, and Jack for lo these many years. That unfortunately, we have no one to call to take your pledge. You're welcome to call into the studio here. It's 303-442-4242. I'll be happy to take your pledge. But please go online to kgnu.org and make a contribution of any amount. 303-442-4242 or online at kgnu.org. Here's Tom McDermott. Thank you. The Genius of David Thomas Roberts, right here on KGNU. This is his New Orleans Streets CD from 1981 to 1985. This was recording dates from 1988 to 1990. We heard Burgundy Street and Magazine Street in honor of Scott, who had lived on Magazine Street. If you're just joining us, my guest is Scott Kirby. My name is Joanne. We are exploring some tremendous piano greats, many of whom have a strong Boulder and Front Range tie, including Scott, his own self. And Scott didn't toot his horns. I just want to say that Scott is an amazing pianist, an amazing composer, and a fantastic watercolorist. Can you talk a little bit about your art these days?
Wow. Sure. It's hard to bring across on the radio. I do watercolors of mostly imaginary places in the Great Plains. And I actually weave this into a multimedia presentation.
Which is quite wonderful.
Thank you.
I had the pleasure of hearing you play that magnificent piano with the pictures. So this art is quite spectacular. It's colorful. It's whimsical. It's moving. It's really tremendous. I wanted to know, how have you been painting all along your adult life, or did you just pick it up?
I started when I was 40.
Wow.
And it was quite a surprise.
So Scott has graciously donated a copy of his book, Scott Kirby, Original Watercolors of Champaign County, Ohio, which I'd be remiss if I didn't say that we share another thing, and that my husband is from Clark County, Ohio, and you are from, I believe, the county just above. So that is the heartland where we saw those debates the other night. And Scott has donated a copy of this book. If we can get a new or renewing person to make a pledge of $120, this book can be yours. I want to thank an anonymous contributor who used our internet to make a pledge. Thank you so much. Your name starts with A, and it stands for anonymous. See, so and she wanted to thank the Highway 322 for a great show. Every show was a gem. And I want to thank both Sanford and Ginger for doing such great work here at KGNU. So we are going to get back to the music. We're going to play two songs, one called Mr. Joe that features you, Scott, and Frank French. Oh, I want to talk just quickly. Tell us where Frank French is at. Another wonderful character.
I met Frank actually underneath a piano. That's a true story. We were trying to fix the pedal of an old upright in the Ragtime Festival in the West Coast in Fresno, California. And he invited me to come to the very first Rocky Mountain Ragtime Festival when he was living in Boulder. And that's how I met Frank. He was the director at that time. Later, I became the director. But we worked together for many years, and we ended up playing duets on two pianos. Hmm. The Belle of Louisville, which we heard before, was one of Frank's compositions that we performed on two pianos in 1996. And I believe we're going to hear another version of a two-piano duet, Mr. Joe, which is a Jelly Roll Morton classic.
And then we're going to follow that with Louis Gottschalk, a composition by Louis Gottschalk, played by Ivan Davis. I've played Louis Gottschalk a time or two on this show, but can you give a little background to who Louis Gottschalk is, please?
Yes, a New Orleans composer, Louis Moreau Gottschalk, was writing syncopated music 50 years before ragtime or jazz. A very interesting figure. There's too much to say about him biographically.
You must come back, Scott. But we'll do a whole Louis Gottschalk show.
But musically, you'll hear, again, this influence of Latin American and Caribbean music, which was so important in the formation of a lot of the popular music, and especially New Orleans music.
Indeed. And so Louis Gottschalk is hailed as one of the earliest American composers of classical music. But what's key in particular to New Orleans, obviously he was a New Orleans native French, but he heard the sounds of the Creole and the Africans, and so they say that he incorporated that into his music. Most importantly is the Bambula song that we usually hear, but tonight we're going to hear Souvenir of Puerto Rico, which is so exciting. All right, so here's Scott and Frank doing Mr. Joe, and that'll be followed by Ivan Davis doing the Gottschalk composition, Souvenir of Puerto Rico. Please make your pledge. You can help us make our goal. The next person who pledges, bam, we've made our goal. So phone us at 303-442-4242. I'll be happy to take your pledge, or go online at kgnu.org. If you're listening around the world, and I hope you are, go there to just click on the pledge button, and you'll make a pledge of any amount right here to KGNU. Thank you. Wow. Thanks for that, Scott. That was beautiful. Souvenir de Puerto Rico.
Ivan Davis.
Yeah. Wow. By Louis Gottschalk. So Scott and I were talking afterwards about this biography about Louis Gottschalk. We want to urge you all to go out and read everything you can about Louis Gottschalk.
Very interesting figure.
So it looks as if maybe somebody was trying to call us on our office line. If you are trying to call us to make your pledge and get a copy of Scott's beautiful watercolor books, and where can people go online, Scott, to see your art?
I can give my website out.
Please.
ScottKirby.net.
And they can see all the beautiful things. And it's
Scottkirby.
And it's very accessible. It's accessible art, I might add. That's what I'm going to say. It's art for you and me, and it's... your fascination with, tell us about your fascination with this great prairie. And
I can't explain it. It's like, why did I go for ragtime at the age of 9 when everybody else was listening to rock and roll? I don't know. I like the open spaces. I like the grasslands.
Makes you feel good?
It perks my imagination, my artistic imagination.
Interesting. Well, they're just beautiful. We're friends on Facebook. Every time you put up a new one, it's more beautiful than the next.
Thank
you. So congratulations on beautiful art. Okay, we're going to try to jam in as much music as we possibly can in the show, because at 9 o'clock we're going to take you through the miracle of radio to Swing Shift. But right now we urge you to go to the phone. We're in our membership drive. We're looking for two. Are there two people out there, Scott, who love piano as much as you and I?
There better be.
We're in deep trouble. Deep trouble, man. Yes. 303-442-4242. You can call me in the air studio. I'll take your pledge. But please go online and make a pledge of any amount at kgnu.org. Up next, we're going to play some Scott Kirby. Tell us about this song, The Atlantic Blues.
This is the Atlanta Rag by Cow Cow Davenport, and he was mostly known for the Cow Cow Blues, and he also recorded some Boogie Woogie, but this is a very quirky piece that incorporates one of his best-known riffs, this Cow Cow riff that he put in everything, pretty much. That's you'll recognize it right away, because Dr. John used it. A lot of New Orleans musicians use this riff. It's a very common riff, but it started way back in the 30s with Cow Cow Davenport.
Excellent. And this is Atlantic...
Atlanta Rag.
Atlanta Rag by Scott Kirby.
By Cow Cow Davenport.
Our guest, Scott Kirby, by Cow Cow Davenport.
Thank you.
great James Booker. Whenever I do a show, we play some Booker for you. And that was Scott's recommendation. Hmm. What's the name of that song?
Keep on Gwine.
Keep on Gwine. And I just turned Scott on to the documentary about James Booker, and I'm going to turn you on to it, too, learned listener. Do rent the movie called The Bayou Maharaji by Lily Kebber, award-winning documentary. I think it was her first documentary. And she has Dr. John, of course, and Harry Connick Jr., which I love because when he was 12 years old, Booker was his piano teacher. And there's this great scene in there where, you know, Booker calls him and he says, man, you got to help me. And little Harry Connick Jr. says, I'd like to help you, James, but I'm only 12 years old. So, you know, you really get a sense of the tragedy and the genius of James Booker in this documentary. It's really well done. But you had a chance to see him in New Orleans.
No, I was there too late.
Ah.
Yeah, and I haven't seen the documentary either.
Yeah, so I urge you. I think it's on Netflix. Yeah, he died at 35, something like that. And, you know, the only one-eyed, gay, junky, genius piano player that New Orleans has ever... I didn't make that up. I'm quoting someone on that one. But really just an amazing piano player. So that was James Booker. Before that, we heard Scott Kirby doing the Atlanta Rag by Cow Cow Davenport. And Scott, when Scott's going to come and learn to do radio with us so that you can host a show and you can do the whole hour of Cow Cow Davenport.
I could do a whole hour of something.
Yeah, indeed. And just like we're doing tonight on this Dixieland Marmalade, which I want to give a shout out to Buck Buckner for starting the show and all of Buck's children. And I'd like to hear from you now so that you can support community radio and your father's legacy. Make a pledge of any amount online at kgnu.org, like our friend Andrew Moss did, phoned in during the break, really enjoying the show. So thank you so much, Andrew. It's great to know that there's somebody out there. There is somebody out there, Scott, that loves the piano as much as you and I. We just need to hear from one more of you, and that'll make my day, and that'll make our goal of three new or renewing members here for the Dixieland Marmalade Show. Up next, we're going to play a song by Jack Rummel.
Here's a shout out. Yeah, Jack Rummel is one of the first people I met in Boulder. First person to have me on the radio, I think it was in 92. You had an old upright, by the way, back then. Huh. Jack Rummel is one of the founders of the Rocky Mountain Ragtime Festival. I think he has the longest, continuously running ragtime radio show in the world.
Indeed, right here on KGNU.
That's right.
And so that's why it's important that you, learned listener, go to the computer and make a pledge of any amount online, kgnu.org. Jack's just a wonderful human being, in addition to being, you know, a tremendous ragtime player and composer himself. He's a lovely man.
This is his composition, played by Frank French, by the way.
Ah, very good.
Called Lone Jack to Knob Noster. These are two small towns in western Missouri, and Jack was on his way to the International Scott Joplin Ragtime Festival, rolling down the highway, and he got the inspiration for this piece in between these two towns.
Wow.
And so he subtitles the Lone Jack to Knob Noster, the Rolling Road to Ragtime.
Oh, I got it. All right. Right here only on KGNU.
Thank you.
We just had to get that Wamba Bamba in here, and we're going to talk over it. Before that, we heard a song by you, Scott.
Yeah, that was me playing a Belasco medley, two pieces by Lionel Belasco, a composer from Trinidad. And I thought it was nice to segue from that into Frank French's Wamba Bamba, another Caribbean-inspired piece. The bamba, it was a dance form, Puerto Rican, possibly Cuban, and again, related to Louis Moreau Gottschalk and these dance forms like the bambula from the 1820s and 30s.
I'm going to throw out another book that I don't know if you've ever read or not, but it's called The World That Made New Orleans by Ned Sublette, who's a wonderful musicologist, and he talks about the migration of music via the slave through Cuba into New Orleans, through Cuba, Haiti, into New Orleans. And we could spend hours, I think, also exploring that. And it's very fascinating. I want to thank you so much, Scott. I want to thank Karen for phoning in, making her pledge online, rather, and helping us make that goal of 3 new or renewing members. Thank you so
That's
much.
That's great.
My guest has been Scott Kirby. He's a wonderful pianist, composer, and artist. You can find all information about him online at
scottkirby.net.
Very simple. Thank you, folks, so much for your support of community radio. Keep your radio welded right here to KGNU, because Swing Shift is next, and it's almost 9 o'clock, and you're listening to KGNU, Boulder, Denver, and Fort Collins. Here we go through the magic of radio to Denver and Roger for Swing Shift. Please join us for the Blues Legacy Friday at 6 p.m. We will explore the world of colors. Call with your requests and your pledge and help keep the blues alive. That's the Blues Legacy this Friday from 6 till 9 p.m. only on KGNU.
Support comes from First Bite, Boulder County's Restaurant Week, taking place November 8th through the 16th. More information at firstbiteboulder.com.
Support comes from No Credits Productions, presenting The Tale of the Bullet, with musical guest 90s hip-hop legend Prince Po at the Newman Center's Hamilton Theater, October 22nd. A community conversation follows, featuring Tom Sullivan and others who have been impacted by gun violence. Tickets and information available at newmantix.com.
Well, thanks for tuning in tonight to Swing Shift. You're listening to Roger sitting at the microphone tonight. I'm going to open up with a little bit of a high-energy tune, one of my favorites, How High the Moon by Lionel Hampton, and then follow that up in honor of the season with the Charlie Spivak Orchestra's version of Autumn Nocturne.